Well, we're going to talk this morning about a program coming up on June the 6th. It's about better choices and better health. And we're going to talk about that this morning with Melissa Stark, who's with Circles for Success. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also joining us is Eileen Johnson, who has actually taken the class in the past, and she can give us that perspective. Eileen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for the time. Melissa, talk about the program itself, the class itself. How long have you been doing this?
This will be our third class, and this is just another part of my duties through Cass County Home Care. Mm-hmm. And I do the class with Carla Akers, and it's a 6-week class, and it's free of charge.
Okay. Who should take a class like this?
It's for people with chronic conditions or people who care for people with chronic conditions. There's a difference between chronic and acute. Acute is something like a broken arm. It's something that you get over with, or your appendix out. You heal up. But chronic is something that you deal with on an ongoing basis. It could be like arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, chronic pain, depression, things like that.
And I would think that there could be other things that come up along with that, too, because it is a long-term thing. You run into sometimes some mental issues that come along with that, too, from the stress of having to deal with it yourself or maybe with a loved one who you're caring for.
Yes, that's a big part of it. And what we find is that we might all have a different condition, but we all suffer the same things. There can be depression, fatigue, pain, just kind of a vicious cycle, problems with sleep, emotional problems. But when we talk with other people who are experiencing things and give them new tools to work with, we find that we have great improvements.
Oh, I bet. Did you have to reinvent the wheel on this and do a lot of research to come up with this program, or was there something kind of pre-packaged that others have already done?
Well, this is an evidence-based program through Stanford University. Okay. So they give us what we need to use, but we followed their workbook. And it's a very interactive class, and we have a lot of good input from people. Each week we have an action plan. It's things that a person wants to do. It could be, they want to do 15 minutes of walking 5 times a week. Just something to get themselves moving, and they find that they're really able to do more than they thought.
Mm-hmm. Eileen, why did you take the course?
Well, I was having what I called a sinking spell, and I wasn't doing things as well as I should. And so I felt like this would be giving me an opportunity to get a handle on this.
Okay. What do you feel like you got out of it then?
Well, I think one of the things I got was one of the issues that you face as you age is that you are no longer the most important person in anyone's life sometimes. And that happens. And I think the fact that you are important to somebody, and you need to, only yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you have to just get a handle on things.
Mm-hmm. I assume that you probably met a few people who have different experiences.
Oh, yes.
But really,
yes,
needed these types of things.
Yes.
Through these courses.
Yes. Well, and it's a necessary thing. You know, you have to have, sometimes you have to have a shoulder to lean on or a way to get you started again.
Is it sometimes nice to know that it's not just something that's unique to you? Other people
that's
might
right.
be struggling with the
that's
same
right.
thing?
That's right.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like a little support system there then, too.
Yes.
Do you feel like that was part of it?
Oh, yes. Yes, very definitely.
Were there a lot of folks in the classes that you took who are maybe caring for someone who has an issue then, too?
Some were caring and some were needing care.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some of both.
Okay. What was the structure of the classes, Melissa? How is the structure set up so that you're, every class is different, I assume?
Yes, the class is for six okay. weeks,
right.
2 hours from 1 to 3. And we would do relaxation exercises, okay. maybe distraction. We would do a lot of brainstorming and just helping each other. But we followed their book. The program is shown to help people feel better and improve their health. And they have fewer visits to the doctor and shorter stays in the hospital
mm-hmm.
through this program.
Is isolation part of it? I mean, sometimes as we get older and maybe a spouse has passed away, we're on our own. I mean, we're kind of out there by ourselves, so we just don't have anybody right there close by to fall back on. Does this kind of help us identify some of those things?
I think so. And one of the things I think that was helpful for me is it helps you clarify your health issues. You know, before you go traipsing to the doctor, you make a list of what you want to talk to him about so you're not wasting his time or yours.
Sure, sure. Now, is there support after the fact? Eileen, talk a little bit about that. Now, you've taken the classes and things, and is there support afterward? Is it some of the friendships maybe you've made or understanding a little bit more about what to ask or what to talk about?
There can be. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I've done a good job of staying in touch with all these people, but you know that they're there if you need them.
Yeah. Is that meant to be a part of it, Melissa? What happens when the classes are over if someone feels like maybe they still need somebody to talk to?
Well, during the class, they're getting to know other people. Mm-hmm. And during the class, they are supposed to call another person in the class during the week and see how they're doing on their action plan. And so, yes, we do encourage them to keep in touch after the class. And, you know, with anything, you get out of it what you put into it. So if you want somebody to stay in touch with, that's definitely a big part of it.
Sure. Do you sometimes do referrals at all after it's all over?
Well, part of the class is learning how to communicate better with your doctor. Mm-hmm. We also talk about living wills. And some people in our class had never heard of the SHIP volunteers to help them with their prescription coverage. So we do share a lot of resources that they may not have heard about.
Wow. So you really get into a lot of different varying issues.
Yes.
Well, that's good. What should folks bring with them if they're thinking about doing this? What do they need to bring with them?
Just bring themselves.
Okay.
You can come to our first class and see if that's something for you. And we have 6 classes, but even if you can come to 4 out of the 6, you'll get a lot out of it.
Okay. Is it something that that folks do as a group? Sometimes the buddy system is a little bit easier, or do you get folks that just come up by themselves?
Sometimes we've had people that have invited someone else. Maybe they go to the swim class at the Y, mm-hmm. and that's how they heard about it, and they'll ask someone else to come. This year, we're really trying to get a lot of publicity out about it because there's more of a focus on preventative than there has been in the past. So we'd really like people to come out. We would love to have a class of 12 people, and it's very interactive, and you'll learn a lot.
These are Wednesday afternoons.
Wednesday from 1 to 3 at the Allen House, and that's 1406 East 19th Street. And you can call them to let them know you'd like to show up. Their number is 243-3820. Or if you'd like more information and talk with Carla Akers or myself, you can reach us at Cass County Public Health, 243-8006.
Okay. Classes are, again, Wednesday afternoon, starting June 6th from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Now, it's 4 consecutive Wednesdays. They will skip July 4th. You can go enjoy all the fun stuff on the 4th of July, and then they'll start again on July 11th and July 18th to kind of finish off those sessions as well. So if you have any questions about that, those are the folks that you can get a hold of to find out a little bit more. And a dozen, that's a good class. They're going to get a lot of good information and good attention.
Right. We just really hope that people will come and you might learn something that you'll help someone else with.
Okay. Eileen, should we let you finish off by giving them a sales pitch? Why should folks consider being a part of that class?
Well, I just think to strengthen yourself for life and realize that there are other people who have problems too.
Absolutely. There's always a bigger problem out there than the one
we
happen to be facing right
now
today. So we can deal with those things that way. Well, very good. Ladies, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.